Jackie Lincoln has worked as a hairstylist at Exhale Salon in Bridgewater for about 2 years. She would have started working there a year earlier had she not been stopped by the courts.
I got a restraining order against me and was forced me to work someplace far away.
Jackie had violated a non-compete agreement with her previous employer, Salon Esprit. A non-compete is a binding contract between an employee and an employer that limits where the employee can work at the end of employment. In Lincoln's case, she had agreed not to work for any other salon within a 5-mile radius for 1 year after the end of her employment. But in July of 2006, she became unhappy with her job and was offered a chance to make a commission instead of an hourly wage at a new salon just under 5 miles away. Lincoln's former employer successfully sued her and her new employer and got a restraining order to prevent Lincoln from working at the new salon. Eventually, Lincoln agreed to pay her former employer $2,500 and stopped working at the new salon that had just hired her. To make ends meet until the year of her non-compete agreement was up, Lincoln worked as a fill-in at a salon 2 towns over.
3 years later, I'm still in the process of building what took me 7 years to build up, and I don't feel as if I deserved that.
Bruce Marquis is the owner of Salon Esprit in East Bridgewater, the salon Jackie Lincoln left. He says he's been in court about 5 times to enforce non-competes with former employees. He says he didn't require his employees to sign non-competes until a few of his stylists left together and started a salon nearby.
We had a very bad experience back in 1992 where we lost almost half our business when 3 stylists left the salon and went down the literally down the street and opened up a salon, and starting then we've required it.
Marquis says non-compete agreements are necessary for his business.
I don't think we'd be in business anymore if we did not have non-competition agreements. I think that people would continue to steal our clients unfairly.
John McElway, a partner at the Boston law firm McCarter English, says he's written between 500 and 1,000 non-compete agreements for both employees and employers over the last 30 years. McElway says Massachusetts courts uphold non-compete agreements, provided the judges consider them reasonable. The courts say the agreements have to be fair about the distance and time away from the former job site. Non-competes also can't just limit competition, but have to protect other things like confidentiality, trade secrets, and brand identification.
The notion behind a non-compete agreement is that they're necessary to protect those business interests in the event that an employee who the company has invested significant time, energy, and resources in developing leaves to go to work for a competitor or attempts to take client businesses or contacts.
There's no way to track exactly how many people in Massachusetts are bound by non-compete agreements. But the only people who definitely cannot be restricted by them are certain medical professionals, lawyers, broadcasters, and social workers. People who work in nonprofits can also be restricted by non-competes. New legislation on Beacon Hill would impose a number of restrictions on such provisions. Those restrictions include limiting non-competes to employees making more than $75,000 a year. It would also allow judges to force employers to pay the legal bills for their former employees under certain circumstances. Democratic Representatives Lori Ehrlich and William Brownsberger introduced the bill. Brownsberger says that in many circumstances, non-compete agreements aren't necessary to protect business interests.
Employers have a lot of different ways to protect themselves. Trade secret law, law of confidential information, non-solicitation of clients. Non-competes are belt and suspenders for employers. They're just another way of protecting employers, but they're overused.
However, attorney John McElway argues that without a non-compete, many of these alternatives are toothless because they're extremely difficult to prove in court. McElway says that the legislation will discourage entrepreneurship in Massachusetts.
It adds a whole new level of complexity that's going to, in my view, spawn a whole new range of disputes and will increase the amount of litigation that we have, increase the costs for employers and employees to deal with these issues.
The bill supporters argue that with unemployment at record levels, limiting non-competes could ease the pain of the unemployed and take some of the pressure off the unemployment fund. Opponents say that the bill would be so damaging to the job market that it would actually contribute to the difficulties of the current economy. The Labor and Workforce Development Committee hasn't scheduled a vote yet. If the bill passes in the legislature, it's not clear whether Governor Deval Patrick would sign it into law. For WCAI, I'm Molly Connors on Beacon Hill.